Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press the record start.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, Fantabulous-er Friday, January 10, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. All right, guys. It's a super fantastic day, whether you know it or not, because we're still here, we're still breathing, and more important than that, we are going forward. So things are going to happen. All right, Ray, did we send anything out?
Nothing went out. We're good.
Nothing went out? All right. So let me see what we can straighten out for us today. Million Man March went on. They did march today in Iraq, so you guys know. They marched. Some of them hung around marching tonight. There was no prime minister named today. They did give them until today, Friday, to name a prime minister. They didn't. So they're supposed to have a 2 million man march tomorrow. And we wait to see what happens. They did put out an article, one of them saying that they would name the prime minister in the next 2 weeks. But that's kind of like Sadar saying they would have a new government in the next 15 days. I think that was Monday or Tuesday when I sent that out to you guys. So, but what we do know is they don't have one today. So, a lot of things going back and forth over in Iraq, articles being put out, a lot about Iran, about the U.S., about both of them using Iraq as a football field to play their game on. That was my own scenario there. They are being used. They don't like it. They're putting it out that they didn't want to be the war zone, to tell you the truth. Other than that, let me see. I know you guys have heard about them recalling the 3-0 notes from the banks and replacing them. They were going to replace them with the 250s, the 500s. But I think today the article said they were doing 50,000, 100,000, taking back the 25,000. Anyway, that's only the banks. Now, guys, I don't know if it has anything at all to do with the Lord than us. Nothing at all. I know somebody put it out there, got everybody excited about it, all that. It could very well, but you remember a couple months ago when they were actually running out of the 250s, the 500s. They were getting used, torn, and worn out because they hadn't put out the lower denoms like they expected to. So they put out new 25,000 notes and new 50,000 notes and said, here, use these. Well, now they're trying to get those back. And they're not getting them back from the people. They're getting them back from the banks and replacing those notes. All could be in anticipation of the lower denoms coming out at some point. Now, we wanted to have it out today. We were hoping that the RV happened today, yesterday, and it hasn't. They're not even telling the people they are. The banks have said they've done what they need to do. PBI has, and they're ready to go. They're still kind of waiting. I think we'll be waiting to find out what's going to happen between the U.S. and Iran. Is it over? Is it going to flare back up? Or are emotions stable? So, were our banks looking for it? Yeah. Wednesday, I tell you they were supposed to report Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. Some of them were. Some of them reported today. Some secondary banks said their people are at the exchange center, absolutely upset, mad, don't even want to be there because they know nothing's going to happen. And that's how they feel. They don't even want to be there. Now, our larger banks, so this is what I did, because I know somebody put out to you guys that all the exchange centers are fully manned, that Bob and Reno and them got paid last night. They got their money, that the paymasters are fully liquid, and that they were expecting this to go at 2 a.m. And I can tell you now, right now, same thing I told them last night, they're full of shit. They're full of it. It's not there, and none of that happened. And no money moved anywhere. And There are 7 exchange centers in this country. I mean, 7 call centers. San Francisco, Dallas, New York, Phoenix, North Carolina, Florida. How many was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's where the call centers are at, located, in those states. And I've contacted every one of them this morning, Ezra, and none of them are manned. Not one is manned. Not one is manned. So even if there was an exchange center manned somewhere, which I heard it was going to be, and I'm waiting for a call back. I mean, they are at the secondary bank because he's at the bank. He says, well, that they are manned and they're mad about it. Not one call center is manned. So there could be no exchanges made without people calling the 800 number and making appointments. And nobody's sitting there to answer the phone. So not that that's a good thing or bad thing, but things are still going. I'm just telling you, when people put out information like that, it does none of us any good if there's no truth to it at all. And there's no truth to any of that. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen and can't happen, because things could flip on a dime. It's just not happening at the moment. I'm not depressed about it, upset about it, nothing. Even if Sadar said 15 days, even if this morning if the government said we're going to have a new prime minister and a new government within the next 2 weeks, I know that could happen anytime within the next 2 weeks or anytime within the next 15 days. I know the currency is ready to go. I know the banks here are ready to go. I know the banks over there, CBI, it says they are ready to go and more than capable of doing this. So we're just waiting for, I guess, this show on the news to get over with and everybody finally say, okay, it's over and let's get down to business. What is that business going to be? It's going to be Iran is leaving or Iran is staying. Now, this is the one thing that did happen today that should be significant. No, Iran in Iraq is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you said, so. Yeah, it sounded like you said Iran leaving Iran. So that's why I said Iraq.
No.
But anyway.
I said either Iran's going to leave or Iran's going to stay. Okay. So their religious authority put out a statement today, and I could send a link and you guys could read it for yourself. Because what he said was correct. At some point, and he was talking to the people of Iraq and the government, and I said it could apply to everybody. Because there's 4 things going on here. There's the people of Iraq, the government of Iraq, there's Iran, and there's the United States. So, Sistani said, guess what, guys? The only way this is ever going to truly be over is everybody's going to have to look at what's going on and say, what part of my demand can I give up so we can go on? No one person, not the people, the government, none, can have everything they want. He said you just can't have it all because that means the other people get nothing. And there's never going to be any compromise up, or we're never going to be able to go on. I'm, you know what? He's absolutely right. The U.S. wants Iran out and wants everything. The people want the U.S. and Iran out. According to your statement this morning, we want both of you out. And we all know that's not going to happen. And the government just wants to continue stealing the money because they're not going to do anything. And he really said that our people, Iraqi government, don't have the backbone to do what's right and stand up for the Iraqi people. They don't have the backbone to do that against either Iran or the U.S. So everybody is going to have to at some point say, okay, I got to give this up. I got to give this up for this to go on and for Iraq to succeed and become the country that we all know they're capable of doing. Now, he just said that this morning. It's basically what he told him. We have to see if anybody willing to do that. But after his speech, and after he said that, the people said they want their demands, and the people said, we were 1 million strong today, we're going to be 2 million strong tomorrow. So they really didn't pay too much attention to what he said, but we'll have to see after time, does it sink in to everybody? Because that's really the only way you resolve a conflict is through compromise. And somewhere, somebody's going to have to. Now, I give credit because the U.S. did last time. They did with Mahdi. They did with Alawi. They let Iraq go for the last 4 years, 8 years, with Iran having influence in the government, with Iran's puppet even running the government, but running it by the U.S. rules. And Iran didn't really care. Hey, make all the rules you want, all the regulations you want, do all that stuff in the public. As long as at 6 o'clock every evening, you ship that money over here through this tunnel. As long as you let us continue to steal from the auctions, we don't care what you're doing over there. I mean, we really don't care. As long as we have that influence to keep the money coming, to keep buying and to pay us on the months when we're not even delivering you anything, we don't care, U.S. Whatever you're telling Iraq to do, let them do that. And that's really what it's been. And we said, okay. The U.S. said, okay. Well, we're going to get all this in place, everything that we want. That's what they did. And now we're going to fight you. After we got everything we wanted, now we're going to push you out and take what you wanted because it's the last piece that we want. And we're fortunate that the people have decided the same thing. They're tired of being used and abused. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, at some point, you know, that we always say, watch what they say. I mean, hear what they say, but see what they do, because that's the difference. That'll be the difference tomorrow. That'll be the difference next week when we actually see what they do. All right, Ray, let's do it.
All right. First question is Key Man said, Tony, on Wednesday's call, you mentioned that you received a call at 11 p.m. that something was going to happen. Now, since it was Wednesday, did you mean next Wednesday, or did you receive a call at 11 p.m. on Monday about Wednesday?
I received a call Wednesday at 11 p.m. telling me they were going to the exchange center. They were told to report Thursday morning at 7 a.m. is what I was telling you. And
but you meant what? You meant Tuesday. Because we did the call on Wednesday.
Okay, Tuesday. Oh, yeah, Tuesday, 11 o'clock. Yeah, 11 that night, yeah.
Right.
That they were told to report Thursday morning at 7 a.m. To the exchange center. But I can tell you right now, again, when I called this morning, they're not at the center. They are not there. Even though they did go in yesterday morning, they are not there today. They're not there right now because I just talked to them 30 minutes ago. And in six states that I just told you, there is no one there. All right, what's next?
Jim and KC says, if Iraq was going to release the RV last Sunday, even without a prime minister in place, and presumably had the U.S.'s permission until the general was killed, what are the chances they will release it this Sunday, the start of their week, now that tensions are lowered?
Tensions are lowered, but tensions are not gone away. If anything, everybody's still on high alert. You guys got to remember, another base got bombed yesterday, and we didn't even see it on CNN. But Iran saying it wasn't them. They didn't do it. It was near another base. One of their little factions out there did it. Even though they told them to stand down, they did it anyway. And that's why it wasn't a big deal. But at any moment, anything could happen. tensions are still there because we've gone from Iran putting out 15 bombs bases in Iraq, which the U.S. admitted they never thought they would do. They thought they were going to hit places other than Iraq. They really did not expect them to hit the bases in Iraq because of the confusion that it would cause right here. But they did it, didn't hit anybody. But now we're hearing, you know, that they're the ones who shot this plane down. Whether they did or didn't, and it's going back and forth, and more evidence keep coming out. Russian missiles did it. Iranian soldiers did it. Iran is saying the same thing now that they're saying about the base. It wasn't us. It was this group of guys over here. They did it. They made a mistake, but it wasn't us. Well, everybody's going, well, how many more mistakes are going to happen, and what are they going to lead to? Because we already had one starting us down this road. So tensions aren't fully gone. Everybody doesn't know what's going to happen. Iran is still calling now for the ouster of the U.S. from Iraq. We know that's not going to happen. The U.S. still wants Iran gone out of Iraq, and we know that's not going to happen. The people want Iran gone, and we know that's not going to happen. At least it's not going to happen overnight. And I'm just being realistic with you guys. Unless they totally go ballistic like Lebanon or like Syria did, or assume we were having the Arab Spring and just wipe out their government, which we don't want them to do, because that basically puts us at square one. They're not going to get them all out in 1 week, 1 month, and maybe not even 1 year. But if they can get their key person in there, that's the really big thing. They can get this guy named in there, and that's what Iran is fighting. And he can make an adjustment even just for the 6 months until they can vote and do things. That's where the change comes. But if you look at the articles that are out, you look at the statements they're making on TV, the government is still saying, we have a new list of candidates. We have over 50 people who we would like, and we're narrowing it down. And the people are still saying it's not your choice. You're trying to do something we already told you we don't want you to do. We want to pick the next prime minister. So that's the real battle going on for the prime minister, because those politicians are saying, hey, actually, Sistani said it today, and they put it out. You got over 75% of what you asked for. 75%. Be happy with that and let us go about our business. Let us go about doing government business. Go back to normal. They're saying, go back to your jobs. Open the schools up, everything. Because that's the government's way of saying, we gave you all that, but we still want to put our guy in there. We still want to put Iran's guy in there. We still want them to meet their agreements. And the people are saying 2 million people tomorrow are going to tell you that's not going to work. So we're going to see what happens tomorrow if the 2 million people come out and if they change that plan. But that is what they're putting out today, trying to convince the people to be satisfied with 75% of their demands. And the most crucial one, they're saying, let us make this decision. You're really not qualified to make this decision. And we're going to try to do that. That's where we're at. All right. What's next?
Let's see. If Saleh did not name a prime minister by today to meet the demand and criteria of the protesters, do you have any information from your Iraqi sources to suggest why Sadr would be saying a new prime minister, one that meets the protesters' demands, will be named and Iraq have a new government in 15 days from the time of his announcement?
Yeah, I know why he would say it. I know why they would say it, to try to calm down the protesters, to try and make sure, tell them, hey, we're working on it. But it's just what I just got to explain to you guys, too. They will name somebody. It's just not going to be the guy you want. We're trying to do what they always do, prolong it, wear it out, wear the people down, let them get used to it, let them get their anger out, you know, just like they did Iran. Okay, you happy? You know, you punched some holes in the walls, you broke the dishes, you did all this, you got it all out. Okay, now this is what it's going to be. We did everything you guys want. We're going to change the law. We're going to do this, except for this one piece. And that's usually what happens when you're negotiating or doing anything else. People will say, I'm giving you, giving you, giving you, and you're getting happier and happier and happier. And then they be like, okay, but I can't give you this, but I gave you all this. Can we just work with this for a little while and we'll make the change down the street? But we'll do this, you know, in those 6 months when we have free elections. And they're trying to convince them of that. And they're just buying time is all they're really doing. Our only question is, can the people see through the BS? And instead of waning and giving in and saying, okay, do they keep the pressure on them and let it build to where they see that's not going to work? Because that's their true option. Okay, what's next?
Okay, let's see. You said the rates were affected by these events, causing market fluctuation. What direction have the rates taken, higher or lower?
Wait, Sardo, I couldn't hear the first. I couldn't hear the first part, Sardo.
You said the rates were affected by these events, causing market fluctuations. What direction have the rates taken, higher or lower? And do you have new numbers?
Okay, I don't have new numbers. I think they even said that. I haven't even seen the rates. Nobody's seen them because they haven't come back up. But this is what we know, guys. Over the last 5 days, the dollar has gone down. Other currencies have gone down over the conflict. The price of oil has gone up over the conflict. Those are two things that will affect the rate. So if the rate was live, it would have changed. And if those things didn't change that, then when we see a new rate, I would expect to see a change. Now, yesterday, because they figure everybody or calmer heads prevailed, they said the dollar was going back up. This morning, if you look at the news, look at the price of oil is going back down. So it could come back up and be the very same. But in the middle of the crisis, it's always going to change. You don't even have to guess about that. It's always going to change. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Larry One says, in your opinion, all that's going on in Iraq, do you feel it's going to be a shorter or long time frame before this happens?
Man, that's a good question. I do think with everybody saying let's calm down and nothing happening, that they can still get it done this month. I do. I feel that. A lot of people saying they don't. Some banks, some people are saying, you know, it's on indefinite when this is going to happen. They don't even have a clue. And that's why, again, the exchanges were mad when they were brought in today. The bank, like, well, what are we looking at? We don't know. Then why are we here? And I agree with you. Then why are we here? Why'd you call us over here if you don't even know? And others. But at the same token, guys, I mean, nobody's at the call center, so they're not looking for anything. So Iraq is over there, CBI, Mahdi, everybody else, saying that they're ready and they've met the criteria. And they could have done this, my saying, they could have done it if, you know, this last week hadn't happened. Because everybody was on track, have been on track since November, December to make this happen in January. They were on track. So I said to myself this morning, they keep talking about the general got killed and it was a good plan and they had a good reason for doing it and on and on. And You know, I look and I said to my wife this morning, then why do they keep talking about it? Iran said it was over, said they're done with it. They finished. We already did it, so we're done with it. All it is doing is stringing it out. Emotions, feelings, everything, looking for another reason for something to happen when everybody said it's over, it's done. Especially Iran, we're done. We retaliated, that's it. We're done with it, let's go on. I said, so, okay, that could have been the end. But now, what's happening? We're putting more sanctions on. We're not putting them on the country of Iran. We're putting them on 8 of their leaders. I said, what is that supposed to do? Except give them another reason to get mad, give them some more news on TV, or that we sanction Iran is what it says. Additional sanctions on Iran. It's additional sanctions on 8 of Iran's leaders who don't even care. I mean, they could sanction me right now. Iran could sanction me. Iraq could sanction me. Germany, Europe, and the whole world. I don't care. They're not in the U.S. They're not going to control my U.S. bank account. They're not going to control where I live, eat, or breathe. What's the purpose? No purpose, just to make it look like. But it just keeps egging them on and on and on. That's all I see. It just keeps putting something in the news to cause tension where we're trying to relieve tension, to cause something to argue with or fight about when there couldn't be. We're trying to get Iran to leave Iraq. We're trying to get them to give up their power in Iraq. So you just keep beating, beating, beating. Anyway, same thing on our side. Iran is doing the same thing now. They're putting the news out. I mean, not to us. Of course, they're not sanctioning us, but they're putting as much as they can in the news in Iraq. The U.S. should leave. The U.S. this. They're having their soldiers go out and do that. So, yeah, say you want it to be over and do it, and Sustaini is the only one who even came out with something close to common sense today when he says everybody's going to have to give up something for this to end, because they are. And we're going to have to work it out from there. But everybody's going to have to give up part of their demands if this is ever to be over. So it could happen this month, yes. I do think it could happen this month. Just as soon as everybody calms down and Iraq gets a backbone, because that's what's going to have to happen. Saleh's going to have to point who the people want, and they're at least going to have to stop the auctions, and Iran's going to have to figure out another way to get that money, which I'm sure they will. But right now, it's the easiest way, what they've been doing, and they want to continue it if they can. But if they can't, just like anybody else, I mean, from a bear to a human being, if you push them in the corner enough, or you push them far back in the corner, and they have no other way to escape, then you'll see the other side of them, right? And it's something those want to do. All right, go ahead. What's next?
All right, let's talk to a few live folks here. 727 area code, you are on.
Nope, you're driving.
Okay. We'll go to 404. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your continued efforts for connecting the dots here. As we are
Let's start over. Before you get too far, you didn't sound excited enough when you said hi, Tony. So good.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Okay. I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Ray, and how are you?
Yes, ma'am. I am fantabulouser to the nth degree.
Okay. I'm trying to put my excitement ratio thing on you guys as well. So I don't know. You know, we'll have to be working on that. Couple of questions here. In your opening remarks, you alluded to the seven call centers, and then you rattled off San Francisco, Dallas, New York, Phoenix, Florida, North Carolina. That's only six. Are there two call centers in one of those, or what's the seventh call center, just for curiosity and putting for future reference?
Well, it was South Carolina when he gave me the list, but then he said it's one with the banking center, so it's actually North Carolina. That's all. So there's only six of them.
So there are only six call centers, not seven.
Yep. San Francisco, that's Dallas, right. New York, Phoenix, North Carolina, and Florida are where the call centers are. Now, there's a lot more exchange centers, but call centers, that's it.
Okay. And I was curious here in terms of the fact that you had referenced that the call people were in yesterday, not in today. But when did that directive come of not reporting in today? Did they get that at the end of the day yesterday, or was that an early morning, don't bother coming in today?
Okay, it wasn't call center. It was actually exchange center people. And I don't know. I know they were there yesterday because they were told to be at 7 o'clock. I don't know when they were told not to come today. I just think I said they're at the bank and not at the center. So except for, now yesterday, this other bank, or maybe it was there. Yeah, they were there yesterday and today. So, but they are there. It's a secondary bank. And I'm only calling it a secondary bank because it's not a list of one of our big five that we usually talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But it is on the internet list as a top bank. So it's really not a second tier bank. It's a first tier bank. All right, go ahead. I'll be trying to give you guys too much detail, but go ahead.
No, I'm always kind of curious of just how much lead time the people are given, because they seem to be yo-yo employees that, you know, they're just being kind of yanked around of come in, don't come in, and all this, that kind of stuff. No wonder they are somewhat not feeling the greatest here.
This is what we got to realize, though. They are bank employees, so they are going to work somewhere every day. It's just a matter of, am I going left or am I going right? And that's, you know, if I go left, I just do my regular job. I go right, I got to go over here. And, you know, somebody tell me we're sitting down playing dominoes all day, or we're playing cards, or now we're doing this. And everybody's miserable because they're all waiting for something to happen that never happens. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Positive news, Parliament is meeting tomorrow, so maybe they might finally get a little something going, and that you guys would have a call at some point over the weekend to say this is what they decided. Given today is Friday, you know, holy messages and that sort of thing, anything of any pertinence that was being shared that I know in the past you've said it's not really relevant any further that we even worry with that, but given the kind of changed circumstances over there of the ups and downs, anything of merit from the mosque?
No, nothing from the mosque. And you guys remember, except for, I mean, he did his speech today. So, and he was telling them basically that he was actually trying to tell the people that they're going to have to give up something. He was telling the people, you've got mostly everything you want. You're going to have to give up something in order for this to be over with. He wasn't actually talking to the government, but as I was reading and everything, this applies to everybody, really. You're going to have to give up something for this to be over with. But he was trying to get the people to stop protesting today. He said, it's time for you to stop and go back to your jobs, go back to school, and let the government go about doing their business and everything, and let's go back to normal, because you got 75% of what you wanted. And that's what I said. After his speech, though, the people came back and said, hey, tomorrow we're coming twice as strong. We don't want to hear that. We're coming twice as strong. That's why I said we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, it's sad because the violence is still there because there's been a journalist and his photographer have been killed today. So that's not a positive sign as well there. I was intrigued with the fact that Alawi, you know, former prime minister from way back, one of the lead stories just in the last couple of hours is the fact that he has resigned from parliament. And I'm curious whether or not that could be a lead in that he might be viewed as, you know, the interim prime minister appointee, nominee or something, even though he's got the government experience that the people said that they wouldn't want, he might have a little bit, you know, more of a clear slate on that. Have your folks said anything along those lines of, you know, this may be a way to kind of get through this impasse that we're in at the moment?
Nothing about Alawi being the one. Actually, did I, let me think, hold on for a second. I do have who they wanted, but I, let me see, I don't know, did I tweet it out to you guys? This is who the people want in charge. They gave it to Friday.
There had been
his
five
name
names,
is...
and they they were not necessarily ones that were familiar or pronounceable. From my perspective, so don't really know, but it's just certainly to me, you've alerted us years ago that when we get down to the final, it's confusion, and it's been a while since the question has been asked dealing with your contact person on the committee, the committee member. I know one time you were saying that he had a changed assignments, and so that might kind of closed the door on getting information, but anything relevant there from that individual that we should add to the hopper?
Nope, nothing from him. As a matter of fact, we did actually try to contact him a couple of days ago, so we haven't heard anything from him. And I'm sure if there was or they wanted me to know something, he'd be calling us, saying, hey, guys, because he does. That's what they would go through to get to us.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But the people are picking somebody called Salah Ali, and that's who they want. And that's who they expected to hear about today, which they didn't. So, Parliament is meeting tomorrow, and let's see what they do. I guess two things happen. I mean, it would depend if they do, in fact, meet, and if there's 2 million people standing out there in front of them, what are they going to do?
They might get the hint, you know, it's time to get the job done. And 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And if they do it within the next day or so, at least that's going to happen sometime in January. So that would be really great for that. And again, have yourself a great afternoon. And I was sure hoping that this was going to be a finale Friday for us, that it's the last pre-RV call that you guys have to make, and the next one's going to be, you know, here's the numbers for us to call, 800 numbers. So, again, thanks so much for helping us connect the dots. Most appreciated.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good one. Right. Have a great one, too. Right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 916 area code, you are on.
916.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, Ray?
I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Thank you. What's going on?
Okay. A call or two ago, Tony, you had said since the assassination of that Soleimani or whatever his name is, the price of oil went up, right?
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, I know Ray had given an assignment out to check with the banks about the ratio, the buy and sell ratio. I haven't had the opportunity to do that, but I was just wondering if either one of you knew if the dong went up or anything, or did anybody do that assignment, what the buy and sell ratio is for certain currencies?
I don't know what each bank is, but, you know, they got an 800 number you can call and you can get the rates. But I will tell you, I know that the the dong rate actually went down this week while it was going, and I don't know what it's doing today or is anything else, but their rate actually went down. As most currencies went down. And I thought to myself, man, this is a really good time to buy it because it was down. But then I thought, I guess the dollar is down too. So I don't know if it was a good time or not. It made a difference.
Right.
But yeah, that's something you can do. You know, each bank has an 800 number you can call and they actually give it to you right over there. So you don't have to deal with anybody. Huh? Or go on their internet site and you can see what their rate is.
Okay.
Yeah, so you going to be on the river this weekend? How did your wife's party go for her birthday?
Well, her party is tomorrow night at the club. Her birthday, she just got older. The party was how it goes on Saturday. All right.
How come I'm in the 916 and I don't know where the club is or which club it is?
I don't know. Why is that? Because plenty of TNT people have been there, actually come there quite a few times. People have flown in from other states and have been there, and you live right here and don't know where it is.
Exactly. Well, I guess this might be the opportunity for me and my wife to get to meet y'all. If maybe you could
absolutely
text me the name of the club or something. I mean, this is my cell phone. If you'll text me the name of the club, then I could show up and get to meet y'all.
Okay. I'll ask them to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
That's all I've got, you guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, sir.
All right, you too. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. 918. You're on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to kind of give a synopsis here of what I think, and then, of course, y'all can comment. Regardless of what is being reported, to me, obviously, the U.S. is in full control of Iraq and will remain there for quite some time to handle all post-RV occurrences, not only with Iraq, but especially concerning Iran and their proxies. What's your comment about that?
Okay. We can say that the U.S. is in full control of Iraq on the surface. Now, because of that, and I can say what I had said earlier in the call, they made them make new laws, new financial laws, new criteria for their banks and everything else. But if the U.S. was in full control, as you say, then we wouldn't be having this battle with Iran about the politicians, the laws, or the criteria that Iran said the new prime minister must meet. If we were in full control, we would have laughed at that the day it came out and said, hey, here's your new prime minister. And he doesn't meet any of those criteria because we want Iran to starve to death. We want to cut off the auction so they don't get the money. We want to cut off the trade. And we definitely want to block the borders. But we haven't done any of that. When we know that's Iran's lifeline right now and has been for the last 4 years, 8 years, and especially since we broke the nuclear agreement and put all the sanctions on them. So if we were in full control, why wouldn't we have already done that? Because we're not in full control. We're in full control of their banking system. Yes, and that's why they're using the auctions and taking the money out crooked while it's there. But if we were in full control, why wouldn't we walk up to the CBI and Maliki when he was in charge, Abadi when he was in charge, Mahdi when he was there, and say, tomorrow morning, you better stop these auctions because we don't want Iran getting any more money. because we're not in full control.
We're in the majority.
We have an agreement. We have laws and rules, but we're not in full control, or we wouldn't be having a discussion today.
I understand that argument, but the flip side of that, I believe, with this administration, he wanted them to retain at any cost their own justice and their own sovereignty. So he's given them this whole leeway, and just as you said, none of that has happened. Well, I also believe this administration, there comes a time when it has to be politically and economically correct to take action. And I think they've done that with what we've just seen. And today, with the additional sanctions against Iran announced by Secretary Mnuchin, I believe we will see that Iran will not benefit anymore from the currency auctions, which will bring news of the RV. That's just my thoughts. As far as that's the RV, you see, they call it RV / GCR. We're seeing evidence of the GCR. The China trade deal, the U.S.-Mexico trade deal, and now Brexit. All of that is part of the GCR, and it's all kind of accumulating this month. So I think we're very, very close to this going down. Just my comments.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we'll hear from 281 area code.
Hey, Ray and Tony. How y'all
hey.
Doing?
Hey. I'm fantabulous.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
To the nth degree.
I'm doing good. Had to go back to work, Tony. I wasn't ready to go back to work. You know I wanted this thing over. But oh well, we got to do what we got to do. So, with that said,
okay.
I have a question for you. So at this point, you guys haven't heard of any more people having private exchanges since all of this happened. Do you know if any of that has been going on? No private exchanges.
I haven't heard not one.
Okay. And so Texas, we knew at a couple of calls back, I think you said they were supposed to be going back on the 10th. Which is today. So they're, like you reported earlier, then that didn't even happen at all either then. So they're still at
that
their
not,
locations.
Yep,
I'm sorry.
Did not happen. They did not happen.
Yeah.
They did not go to the centers today.
Okay. So with the sanctions that were put on Iran, like you said, it was only on certain people. So I know we were hearing that their currency would be in the basket. How do you think that's going to affect the real? Think that's cut out now? And we
I don't think it is. Listen, first of all, just you know, he was just saying he thought it would do something because they put more sanctions on Iran and was going to stop the currency auctions. And I don't think people understand. And I try to get there. They didn't put sanctions on Iran. That's what the topic says. And then you look and see what they did. They sanctioned 8 people who they think were the leaders of what just happened. It's who they sanctioned. Those who the additional sanctions go on. So it doesn't affect the country, the government. It affects them personally because that is the strategy that the U.S. is now taking. Let's go after the leaders. If we just keep taking out the leaders, nobody's going to want to leave. Or it's going to be mass confusion. And that's what they're doing. But like I said, if the U.S. sanctioned me, I got a problem. Because I'm in the U.S. But if Germany, France, or New Zealand sanction me, do I really care? No, I don't care. I mean, because I'm not doing anything, and we're not going to see anything from that. Now, if they leave their country, those leaders want to go somewhere else, if they have bank accounts with our partners, then, okay, yeah, they can get all that frozen, or nobody will do business with them, everything else. But guess what? And I mean, just practically speaking, guys, if you won't do business with me, then I send my friend, my neighbor, my partner, somebody else who's not on the list, and still get the same business done? Yes, I can. So anyway, it's kind of crazy. So I don't actually see that having any effect other than doing just what they did when they sent out those 15 missiles. I want people to think we did something. Looks like we did something. Doesn't mean anything to anybody. But, hey, we did this. They sent 15 missiles, didn't hit anybody, but their people are happy because they did something.
So at this point in the game, what is the holdup right now? Is it because they're waiting to see if Iran is going to do something else, or they're just waiting for a lot of the tension to still boil down? What do you feel in your mind or opinion is the holdup at this point? Because we feel like everything is still moving forward. You know, it hasn't stopped, but it hasn't, you know, happened.
Well, we feel like everything is there and can happen. But what they're saying is they can't send the budget to Parliament without a prime minister there to send it to Parliament. So that's what we're waiting on, is the prime minister to be announced. He can send the budget to Parliament. They can then open the budget and have the RV. Now, that's as simple as that. That's what needs to happen. Now, our problem is getting that prime minister picked or announced. It's been there. Mahdi didn't do it because he was threatened to be killed, so he resigned. Saleh said he's not going to do it because Iran is telling him the same thing. You're either going to pick our guy or no guy. And he said, I'm going to pick no guy. Why? Because in Mahdi's case, by him resigning before he picked it, it put us in the middle of chaos. By Saleh not picking it, we're in chaos. But who is benefiting from it? Iran. Because as long as there's no prime minister, they will continue to have the auctions. They will continue to get their $40 billion a year that they're getting, or their money out the back door. They will continue to smuggle and everything else in that criteria that they have remains in place as long as there's no new prime minister. So they're winning that right now. And things can't actually change until that changes. So we can't force their government to do that, because there's more Iranian influence actually in the government than there's U.S. influence. And the only ones who can force them to move one way or the other is the people of Iraq. And they're the ones that have to do it. And they're doing it by applying the pressure that they are. And, you know, we wanted to stay peaceful, but this is what we know. As long as it stays peaceful, they'll let them sit out there forever. Now, their economy's hurting, and sooner or later that will catch up with them, but they think the people will get tired of sitting out there before that happens. And then if it turns violent, then we're all screwed anyway. So, anyway, we'll see.
Well, I guess we'll see. Man, I tell you, this could go on and on and on if we're waiting on Iran to do anything, because they seem like, you know, they're just keeping
Iran is not going to do anything. Iran is winning. Iran is winning. Yeah. Every day this doesn't happen, they are winning. Uh-oh. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Okay, you guys still there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So I'm just going to throw this in there real quick. None of the centers are manned, not mandated. They are going to have a meeting later this evening, that's what he's calling, where they're supposed to explain things to them and what they can expect and the time frame that they can expect it in. So they did give me a time frame. I do want y'all to know that, and I don't want to put it out there because I'm not trying to put out any great expectations, and I'm not trying to get you guys super happy and nothing happened or anything. But the meeting this evening is supposed to explain things to them, what to look for, and then I'll see if it's still within that time frame, and maybe we'll tweet out just enough to let you guys know it's okay without putting the exact hour or minute on it or something like that. But things are looking good. I can just say that part, okay?
Wow. You know, I almost wanted to say, too, that this also could be like a little, you don't want to see anybody lose their lives in any kind of disruption like we've seen this week, but this could be a good time to sneak a lot of this in when the world is looking a different direction. You know what I'm saying? And if they're, you know, from the experience that we have acknowledged over the years, they were trying not to let this out and make it public anyway, so why not sneak it in now? That's just my thought. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens.
It's a good time for it, but you guys got to remember something. This is the only people that really know about this is us. I mean, the world is unaware of what's even going on. The world itself never expects anything to come out of Iraq. You can talk to anybody because of everything that's going on. They have no clue that we're even this close, so they have nobody to hide it from except for us. Now, there's 10 million Denarians, and less than a million are even paying attention because it's taking so long. So it's not like they have to go out of their way, create damn near World War III just to hide an RV. Okay? I mean, that's not the purpose. It should have gone. But I don't think it's just to hide it from us or that moment at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for everything you do. And let's keep our fingers and toes crossed that we can do something this weekend. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Right,
thank you. You too.
All right. 507, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm super fantastic.
I was calling a little over a year ago. Rothschild had said that he would never let this happen. You see any more validity to a statement than it there was a year ago?
Well, I've never heard Rothschild say he would never let this happen. So I don't even know where that came from. But this is what I do know. This will absolutely happen.
Okay.
Now, whether it happens in worst case scenario, it happens 10 years from now, and all the sanctions are removed from Iran. Because as soon as that happens, this can happen with no problems because they don't need Iraq anymore. Right now, they need Iraq any shape, form, fashion they can to survive. But the moment the sanctions are removed from Iran, they can do business with other countries. They can get money from other countries. They can use their own money that's supposed to revalue. So that mere fact, if we take the sanctions away, this would happen overnight. But even with them being here, at some point, going through what we're going through, it's still going to happen. It's just a tougher road to get to it. That's all.
Okay. That's good to hear. It was posted on the forum.
little over a year ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know. Ray don't let me in the forum. But anyway, okay. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
All right.
208 code, 01.
Ooh, somebody mad.
I hope that was an animal. 208 area code, you're on.
That's what I said. Yeah, he, listen to him. He's mad too.
Okay. We'll go to 610 then.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And before you go anywhere, I just want to say happy birthday to your wife. My birthday is tomorrow, and I'm really, really looking forward to Ray, you sending me that pink slip. You think you can arrange that?
That would be good.
Yeah, man. You know it. You know it.
That would be good.
All right.
Well,
let me get on
hold
with
on,
it.
Grant. Wait, before,
okay.
before you do that, since tomorrow is your birthday, I want to tell you happy birthday. All right?
Well, thank you.
And give Ray an opportunity to play the birthday song for you.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, G-Man and PA.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Happy birthday.
For that. Thank you, Tony. Thank you. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you. And happy birthday to you.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Tony. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. All right. 407. Did we call him 407 already?
Damn.
407 area code? You're on.
It says you got 17 more payments.
Okay.
Well,
you're not
okay,
on.
Okay, we don't want to hear that. Yeah, we don't want to hear that.
You're not paying attention. Let's see, that takes us to 208. I mean, excuse me, 281. Let's try you. 281 area code. KB? KB's husband? Okay, we'll go to 415 area code then. You're on.
Okay.
Hello,
well,
I'm here.
Is it the system? Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes,
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To both of you. I've been hearing that the reason... I've been hearing, can you hear me now?
Yes, we've been hearing you the whole while.
I heard you the first three times.
I've been hearing that the reason that there's all this stuff continuing to circulate with the Iran is because of the kind of wanting to keep Americans distracted in a way having to do with the impeachment. And I heard that, it was on the news last night, that the strike should have happened because of an imminent threat, which was supposed to happen, but that was happening, but that there isn't one that's being proven. So I think that that's one of the problems, that all of this is still circulating, and that makes me a little sad about all that. And I wish that if... you know, Iraq, I mean, if the United States truly wanted to harm Iraq, then they would stop the money being able to flow into their country in that way, in the corrupt way. So, anyway. And I want to wish Tony's wife a happy birthday, even though I'm in 415 area code. I wouldn't be able to get up there to the party, but it was wonderful for you to say that yesterday.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Well,
mm-hmm.
First of all, and I understand your statement, and you can feel that, and I'm sure there's people who feel both ways about that. But the fact that you are in 415 means you absolutely could be here for lunch if you chose to, so you choose not to. So,
no, I
okay.
work. I work. I work 7 days a week. I work 7 days a week. So I'm hoping for the RV
okay.
to happen soon so I don't have to work 7 days a week.
No, I'm just messing with you. Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Right. 301 area code. You are on. 301 area code. Okay, you're off. 760 area code. 760 area code.
I'm here. Okay.
Okay.
Here's my question. How are you guys? I know you guys are doing great, and thank you for taking my call. And this question is going to sound repetitive, but I'm asking it in a different way. Tony, I've heard you say that they know exactly when this is supposed to go, and I'm thinking that has changed over the last month. Well, you also talked about on Wednesday how everything that is happening, some of it is not supposed to happen. It's just a coincidence or whatever. I don't believe in coincidences. And I think that all of this is strategically planned to keep everything up in the uproar, to keep our focus off of what's going on. And I actually think there's some other political things going on in the background. And what do you think about that?
So, y'all really want to get into politics today? So,
as it relates,
was this a false flag, or was this a distraction because of everything else that's going on? And I know people have opinions on both ways. If it was or not, was it needed? And we can look at it, and we can hear the briefings and see what everybody says. And Republicans and Democrats came out saying, okay, everybody knows who he was, but did you have to do it right now? And there's mixed feelings both ways, Democrats and Republicans, which should tell anybody, okay, some Democrats feel it was, some feel it wasn't. Some Republicans feel it was, and some feel it wasn't. I know if I go into meetings like that, or better yet, I can solve it real quick for you guys. I used to drive a bus in high school. I used to drive a school bus. And I was getting my driver's license. I was 16 years old. I want you guys to listen to this. 16 years old. Getting my bus driver's license, and my instructor said, regardless of what happens from here on, when you start this bus, the only thing you ever need to know is, if in doubt, don't. And I have carried that my entire life. If in doubt, don't. Coming out of that briefing, there was too much doubt. So, all right, so listen to your opinion. Now, that's just my opinion. Everybody can have their own. But I'm looking at them saying, it wasn't enough rah-rah team play. Everybody came out saying, yeah, you know, we needed that right at that moment. It was too much controversy. Even Republicans and Democrats, controversy of you know, everybody knew who he was. We know who he's been for the last 10 years, but why? So that's on that side. Anyway, if in doubt, don't. At the same token, I'm looking at nothing really changed on Iran's side from Tuesday to today, from last January. From last October, from November, December, nothing changed. They're still getting the money from the auctions. They're still getting paid for electricity they're not delivering. They're still having all their stops along the borders. I mean, nothing has changed as far as Iraq is concerned, as far as the RV is concerned. Those were the holdups. They remain the holdups. The only thing that has changed, and if you're looking at it, is our news cycle and what we're talking about over here. I mean, besides it being 179 people were shot down in a plane for no apparent reason. It was an accident. But if in doubt, don't. And then the other thing is, look at the consequences. You've got to, and I don't understand when people, even in life, I want you guys to hear me, because it's going to affect you, if not tomorrow, but in future, even in life, don't think about the consequences of their actions. And I'm saying that because, you know, this morning I said, why are we still talking about this? On TV. Why? Because they didn't think ahead. Well, when this happens, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. In business and in life, I'm telling you guys, every business opportunity that I look at, every life opportunity that I look at, and everyone that you guys are going to look at in your future endeavors, I do two things. First of all, I try to see where I'm going, or know where I'm going, or know where I want to be. And I get there, and I back myself down to today. I always do that. Okay. I need $100,000 in January, so let me go to the $100,000. Or I need $120,000. And that means I got to make $10,000 a month. That means I got to make $2,500 a week. That means I got to make $500 a day. That means I got to make $80 an hour. But I had to get to my goal and back up. But I already know that. So that's how I get to where I want to get to. At the same time, I know if I drive my car too fast around this curve, what's going to be the results? I got to think ahead. Is there another car around there? Is my car going to slide? Am I going to go over the edge? I mean, what's the next 10 things? In business, I know I want to do this deal. I know I got to meet these guys at 2 o'clock. But what's my plan? I lay out the plan. How do they react? Now I know how they react. What's my reaction to their reaction? I think through that. I try to go, what's the next 10 steps when I do this? When I'm trying to put a deal together, I'm trying to do a presentation, I'm trying to live life, I got to think, well, what's the effect, cause and effect? I don't know that that was done here, and we see it and we hear it because nobody knows what's next. Oh, wait, we didn't expect this to happen. Our government could have said, hey, we did not expect them to bomb bases in Iraq because they're in Iraq. We thought they were going to bomb somewhere else. But you didn't have a contingency for if they do? No, we didn't. And I say, how can you run a government country and not think about the closest thing to them instead of the farthest thing from them? But that's just me. Does it have anything to do with what we're doing? Could very well. I don't want to say it was a false flag just to create, you know, or to divert the news cycle. Is that what it's doing? Absolutely. Was that the intention? I guess we'll never know. That's my opinion.
Okay, thank you very much. One more question is really quick. Do you think they still have a set time that they want this to go, or has that been delayed?
I know at the meeting this afternoon, they supposedly have a time frame, and they're going to discuss it, and that's why I didn't want to put it out yet. But we'll see. I still think it's possible to happen during this month if everything falls back into place, which it looks like it might. Now, before what we got from government officials for the early week was this whole process is now being speeded up because of what's going on, because they do want to try and get through it. But I don't know how we get through it until the Iranian influence is not removed but lessened, at least. And that is only by putting in somebody, like the people said, who is not on their side, or who is not going to be afraid of the death threats that he's going to get, like Saleh and Mahdi got.
Thank you very much. And I want to say to both of you, young man, to continue to do what you do. We appreciate you, even though all of us don't get an opportunity to say it on a daily basis. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, 972 area code. You are on.
Hey, fellas, Danny from Dallas.
Hey, Danny.
Danny from Dallas. Hey, Danny.
Yes.
You got a call center in Dallas. Can you go down there and check on them?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I do. I just...
Okay.
What are you suggesting, Tony?
I just want you to see where they're there.
Okay, okay. Yeah, well, I tell you what. I'm looking forward to hearing this replay because I had an unexpected lunch with a friend, and I could not carry on a conversation with him, and he noticed it with that thing in my ear, so I had to bail out, and that's why I'm looking forward to hearing the replay. But obviously, this is a good situation. It is digestible, but I look forward to going back and studying a little bit on what's been said. So I really don't have any input except I'm looking forward to the replay right now. You guys are doing it big, and I appreciate it as well as everybody else. So I guess I better get off then, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
All right. And let's see. Did we talk to 208 already? He came back on the list. Let me see. You missed something, 208? Or did I overlook you?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
208?
Yes. Tony, I'm sure you probably heard on the TV today on Fox News where they said that President Trump has laid down the strictest things ever. And they said that it should also be a negative effect on the bank in Iraq. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't know anything about that. I saw on CNN, because I don't watch Fox News, and I listened to Pompeo and Mnuchin give their speech and answer their questions. And that the sanctions were placed on 8 individuals who were involved in either the attacks on the embassy or who were helping to plan future attacks. They have named 8 individuals who they placed the sanctions on themselves. Now, those individuals are supposedly in charge of, have been in charge of, doing business with other countries, other foreign investors and things, and doing money, and they somehow think that will affect it. The sanctions that are already in place are, in fact, having an effect on their economy and has been, and that's why they're doing the things they're doing. They're desperate, and they're getting more so. That's why they're fighting like they're fighting to keep Iraq where it is, because that's their only lifeline. Okay?
All right. I had to mute his line because he had all that television noise. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. I'll bring him back for a final comment. All right, sir. You wanted to get something else in? Your line's open again.
No, you have a great day now.
All right, then. Thank
all
you,
right.
Sir.
Thank you, sir. All right. Thanks.
We do have to remind you all, those who are on the Q&A line and you want to speak, try to make sure any other noise that you have in your background is eliminated or at least to a minimum. And televisions are electronic, so they tend to broadcast or transmit a whole lot louder than it sounds to you listening to it. These microphones are very sensitive that picks up those other electronic communications. So just a FYI for folks when you're on the call, make sure your televisions are turned down or off, one of the two. All right, sir, it's time to wrap this one up. That was the last person that had a question that had a hand up.
That was it?
That's it.
Mm. Okay.
That was time anyway, though.
Yeah. All right, guys. I know things look horrible, but looks can be deceiving, and you have to know that. There are things still going on in the background, both in Iraq and here in the U.S., to make sure that this is continuing to move forward, or at least ready to go as soon as they get the green light. Again, the best thing we can know, nothing's been stopped. Nobody's at exchange centers. I know somebody told you they're fully staffed. They are not. Nobody's at call centers, and that's what that call was when I told you guys to hang on. It was them letting me know, again, that they've checked with each one of them. Nobody's at them, and that they are having an update meeting this evening. A meeting just to simply update them, give them a new window of what they can and cannot look for, so everybody's not just sitting around. They are supposed to be giving that information. So, and update it. So we'll wait, see when we get it. If I can, I'll send it to you. And if I can't be exact, which I already know I can't, I will probably send you something late tonight or tomorrow, at least let you know things are moving forward. We're in a good place. I'm in a good place. I'm about to have one of the best days of my life, because it is a day of my life. That's all. So I want to enjoy it. But I'll tell you guys to do what I'm going to do. And that is enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend if I don't talk to you. And I'll see you on Monday. All right, Ray?
Okay. That's going to do it for us for this week for TNT. Sunday morning rap session. Looks like we're going to have one. We will, for those who want to, we'll go over the template that we made available, the Excel spreadsheet for having an easy formula to calculate how much you should be getting based on the rate that you're told. And we know that some of you will be taking that with you on your exchanges. So in case there's some questions about it, something you're not sure about, we'll review that on Sunday. So make sure you play with your template and plug in your numbers and get familiar with it. So if there's any questions, we can help you with them on Sunday. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Point where you can't.
can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. To return this session, no longer being recorded.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
Any day, any hour, any minute, we're just waiting for that call. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap for this weekend, for this fantabulous Earth Friday. So enjoy your weekend. We're out of here. Mm-mm-mm-mm.